Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Hallelujah. It's a good day, a mighty, mighty, mighty good day. Yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are so glad that he allowed us to be in this day. Amen. And everything we need for this day, he has prepared for us. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our faith looks up to thee, Almighty God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our hope is in you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Our confidence is in your word. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And we are rejoicing. And we are ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. I'm just excited. I'm happy. I'm not that everything is going perfect, but in the presence of the Lord. Can we say that? And just stop and think about it. In his presence, the whose presence, the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. 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 God is good, and he truly is our everything. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can lean and depend on him. Oh my God. As the sun is rising on side of the hemisphere that I'm located, and with some of you, the sun is going down. And I pray you had a good day. And you have a wonderful, restful, peaceful night. Hallelujah. And some saying, how can I have that with all of turmoil and all of the ills and the bombs going over my head and all the evil that's going on around me? Hippies. We pray your protection from the Almighty God, that he'll protect you, your family, your loved ones, and be a shield of defense for you. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. God is our protector. He's our shield, and I'm getting away from saying just God. That's a title. That's not his name. It's a title. So when I say God, there are many gods in this earth. I'd now like to be specific. Now, well, like I know that we call his name Jesus. That is not his name. That's a English translation of his name. But just give me his name. Give me the name that is Joseph and Mary and the angel said his name is and was to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because he said when he spoke to his disciples, he said, in my name. In my name. Mm-hmm. So there's power in his name. And we have the right to use his name. Yes, Lord. his name work? So now, what is the name? Is it a translation that I'm using? Or what is his name? Yeshua. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I like to use his name because he said there's power in his name. He gave us permission to use his name. His name. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Oh, God, I feel you. Woo! His name is wonderful. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, my God. Thank you. Eba Sekoma. Oh, glory. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. His name is Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Yeshua. Ooh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 And his name still works. There's still power in his name. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. When you look at the word hallelujah, look at that Y-A-H, Yah. Oh, glory be to his name. Yah. Oh, my God. Ooh, oh. Oh, my Lord, oh, my Lord. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, Bob, say, boy. We put that J there and make it Jah, but it's Yah. Hey, 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 hey. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, whew. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Ooh, how awesome. How awesome is our God. Hallelujah. How awesome is Yah, our God. Hey, the maker, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the receiver of life, the one that said, let there be, let there be. And it couldn't hold back. Glory, 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 glory. Yay, glory to your name, Almighty God. Almighty God. Almighty God. I am that I am. Yes, hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory, glory to Sovereign One. Hey, bow down. Hallelujah. Bow your head and bend your knees. Yes, Lord. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood still works. Hallelujah. We can apply the blood. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I still say that too because it's about habit. Thank you, Jesus. But it's thank you, Yeshua. Practice makes perfect. Yes, it does. Practice makes perfect. And what are you saying? Practice makes perfect. So if I continue to use Yeshua, I will use the name Jesus. That's right. I'll use his name. Hallelujah. And we just declare that there is power in his name. That's right. That's right. There is power in his name. Well, you know, Fridays is usually our day of encouragement. But I want to encourage us today that no matter what God is calling us to and to do, excuse me, we still have to know, we have to be know. And today is protection, knowing that he will protect us. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will guide us and give us our direction. He will allow us to walk in his protection. Mm-hmm. He's guiding our every footstep. Yes, a bicycle. Our footsteps, yes. No matter, there's some of us who have gone to school and got all the degrees, and we know some the philosophical as well as the spiritual knowledge, and as well as the historical knowledge, and we can balance it. But just answer this question: what does the physiological aspect have to really do with salvation? Now, we understand that certain things came about because to make adjustments for the aristocrats and the people of higher learning so that they could comprehend with intellectual abilities, you know, what the scripture is saying. But the scripture says that it's so plain that a child could understand. So you can just come on down with that and ask the Holy Ghost to give you clarity and understanding. And guess what? You have clarity and understanding. That's right. You have clarity and understanding. We bring unnecessary so that we can I'll say it, for lack of another word, excuse me, or phrase, appear or allow people to know that you're well read and studied, you know. But how about the disciples? It amazes me. It just floors me when we say that they were ignorant and unlearned men, when they sat down at the feet, oh God, oh, we are so, they sat down at the feet, oh Lord, of Yeshua. Everything that is was not made without him. And we would put Kaboldi or some of the other philosophers greater. Oh, I was taught by this philosopher. I was taught by this great. And the greatest of greats. These disciples were at his feet. They may have been backwards then, or maybe just plain fishermen and common people, but when he finished with them, when he taught them, my God, from Zion, we should be shamefaced. We should hide our face. How can you compare? How can we compare the teaching of the master? My Lord and my God, how arrogant. How arrogant. How arrogant. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, we're dismissed because we're so well-bred. My Lord. Why don't we try to spend some time with the master of masters? Oh, God, and let him teach you. Not only would you be trained, but your life would be changed and fit for his use. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. What in the world? How in the world? Ah, in the world. It's a not. And we should not ever, we should never never put down people who we think are beneath us. How dare you? All of us is 45 cents. All of us, 45 cents. Yeah. So you can put a $2 million suit on and another person can go to a place of second use. And because they went to, they go shop at the second use. You're better than them because your house, their house can sit, they can sit your house in their homes 5 times. That makes them better than you. Yeah. How dare we do that? How dare we decide we're going to devalue another human being that has been made and created in the image of the Almighty God? God knows where each one of us are. He knows. He placed us on this earth. Yes, he placed us, and he allowed some of us to move around. But he knows where he placed us. He knows where we were going to go. We're controlled. And he can spot you in a second. Middle second, how about that? He knows you. You can't hide from him. He knows where you are at all times. I'll say it like that. He knows what you know. He knows that in a moment, all that you have spent all your money on to gain knowledge, and there's nothing wrong with knowledge. We just have to have an understanding and be more humble with it. That we can lose it all in a moment's notice, not even know our name. We should not put value, vain value. And I know that there's some, but I still have it. Yeah. But it's not useful. Thank God for what you have. And don't go, well, I'm going to pray that you get this. No. Let them be who they are. You can't make another person because that may not be their plight in life. We all have our plight in life. That may not be their plight. Well, I don't see why anybody want to live over there. That's none of your business. Stay out of people's business. If they're happy, if they're content, well, I couldn't be it. That's you. They're grateful. Well, God knows I couldn't handle that. I'd just be all of pieces. Where's your trust? Because while you're saying that, it could happen. And it means that the first part of your life could be high, middle part low, and the last part way low. So don't say what you can't deal with. You can do whatever God has, where God desires for you to be in life. We have purpose. And our purpose on this journey has been defined and directed by God. That's right. The Almighty, yeah. We're here for his purpose. We're here to do his will. Now, I'm really talking to the brother. Well, I'm talking to everyone. Everyone have purpose. But I'm really talking to the saints and those who are in the body of Christ. We have a tendency to expect more out of the people in the world than we expect of ourselves so often. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember, born again does not act like those who are not born again. God said all souls belong to him, and we do. But not all are his children. Mm-hmm. Mm, thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we who are his children should be the light of the world, and as the light of the world, we're reflecting heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. And as we reflect heaven on earth, our desire is that those who are lost will come in. Mm-hmm. 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 Loss, yes, loss. Mm-hmm. So we our desire is that, I love the Lord. I go to church, but I don't think it's necessary to have, you have to sit in a building. But now, wait a minute. I love this one. You don't think it's necessary. But he said, don't fail. The Almighty said, don't fail. The Son said, don't fail to assemble yourselves one with another. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what you doing? You're going to decide what you're going to do. You're going, and God should be satisfied with you. Because I don't feel like all them hypocrites. Okay. Don't fail to assemble yourself. Love the brethren. That's our key. Love each other. Encourage each other. Mm-hmm. Be happy with those who are joyful. Those who are mourning. Help to comfort them and be as helpful as you can to them and mourn with them, okay? Those who have talked about you and despitefully misused you, you don't go, yeah, now they need me now. No, 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 no. Because I could get an ox of brave and, you know, he God. He's almighty. He can do whatever he please. But he have us here, and we are to reflect him on this earth, so we show love. If the truth be known, we'll know better, and we have really brought shame to the kingdom. Even those of us who say, oh, I never did this, I never, you did something. That you're saying is... that make you sound good, that's a bad thing. So we just have to learn to be humble, accept God's protection and want his protection and his guidance and his direction. It may not feel good, but it's not about a feeling. It's about, if I sick or my, about doing. That's right. And about getting closer to him. Having a closer walk with our Father. My God. Woo! And not about I feel, I think. No, it is. The sun and the moon. I'm not worshiping. I'm just using an example. He placed them. And they've never moved from the place that our Father placed them. And they are continually doing what he has instructed them. And they staying on their course, on their, let's say, flight pattern. They're just staying. Because it really doesn't set, but anyway, we said it rises up in the sun, in the east, and sinks in the west. That's right. One going down, the other one coming up. Yes. That's what they were ordained to do. But what about his children? We should be shamefaced. He gave us a mind that's so brilliant that it's still baffling to man. No understanding, the very little understanding of the function. He gave us a body that's so miraculous that it'll heal itself. Yes, we can decree a thing. My Lord, and the hardest thing it appears for mankind on this earth is to obey God, to trust him, to have faith in him. What's up? It seems, how could we? We've made his breath, his breath, he blew into us, and we became a living soul. But all when we say that, we see just a lump of clay. But look at the anatomy of man. Hey, look at your anatomy. We can control our mind, that we can accomplish. But intimidation, fear, doubt, insecurity, hiding behind the tree because we're scared to do what our Father has given us power to do. Jealousy, envy, strife, using all other sorts of means to accomplish something, seeking stuff that we made, seeking it instead of seeking our God, seeking the creatures and not the Creator. My Father and my God, have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Faith in anything but him. God help us. And we can justify it. I heard a pastor say, you speak words, but you don't see them. God is his word. Think about it. You speak words. But you don't see them. You speak what you don't see. Isn't it just amazing how we can become so mean to one another, backstabbing, murdering. How? And we're made in the image and the likeness of God. But you don't know that person. They don't know you either. We can call those things that be not as though they were. And I know that there are people who say, nah, you can't do that. And I know that there are people who say, God not talking to nobody. I just like to understand something. He said he changed not. I'm just going on down the lane. Thank you, Holy Ghost. If he says that he's the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth, right? If he can create you, but now all of a sudden when it becomes the 21st century, he can no longer speak to you
Why? Why?
You call, oh, don't call me with all that hocus pocus. Don't bring that stuff in the, I'll just keep it in the church. What kind of messed up stuff is that? Oh my God. Look what the enemy has done to us. But God, he almighty, he is still on the throne. If we seek him, we'll find him. We seek him with all our heart. And yes, we do need each other to encourage each other to accomplish some things. That's why I'm sitting here this morning, to encourage you. I went through all of that. Tear down, knowing you have faith. Yes, Lord, things will come up that will blow your socks off. Like, Jesus? Am I your child? Yeah, we say that, and don't get so deep on me. And we cry, we boo-hoo cry. Lord, you can say, I need you, Jesus. Hey, what did that pastor say? Yeshua, what's his name? I don't know that name, but I know Jesus. Yes. He understands. Damn, knock you to your knees. And he said, well, I thought he loved me. And he does. I thought he cared. And he does. He's still good to us. He didn't promise that it would be painless on this earth. But he promised to be with us. And I'm not saying that as one who has not experienced anything. I'm saying that as one who've been knocked to their knees and still going through some things, you know, but God is. God is my all in all. Yes, he is. And I think that that will be one of my messages that I will preach. God is. God is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. James Cleveland have a song that says, God is. God is. My Lord. Thank you. My all in all. Yes. The very light when life's darkness has surrounded us. He is the light in the darkness. When the storms of life get so dark and the wind's blowing, you can't see. He's the one that calms the wind and the waves on the sea. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Abba Seko, we can lean on him. And we certainly can depend on him. And we thank him for that. Hallelujah. We may not understand the things that we must endure. We remember that he's with us. He's with us. There are some of us who haven't gone through or gone through very little, and they don't know what this. I've had one person tell me because of the blessings of her grandparents and great-grandparents that they don't go through anything. And because they are blessed of the Lord. I said, well, I can't declare that. My family, we've gone through, we've had many trials and tribulations. Yes, Lord. And we thank the Lord because he never left us, nor had he forsaken us. And that's our testimony. As individuals and as a family, hallelujah. Oh, we had a big family, oh my Lord. And it was so close and close-knit. But now the family isn't as large as it used to be. And we're not as close as we used to be. But I'm praying that the Lord will allow us to bring it back. So many of the younger ones don't even know each other, you know. But we decided we need to live here. We decided we need to live there. And we didn't need to come back to the place that bred us. But now we understand the importance of it. Mm-hmm. So again, I pray that the Lord will lead you and guide you and protect you and shield you through all the day. I pray, I ask the Lord right now that you have a blessed day, that all you have peace that passes all understanding. The evil intent and the tricks and the traps of the enemy, Father, I ask that you touch right now and allow all those who would be caught up in evil, those who were caught up in the desires and the plots and the scheme, those who will desire to have them fall. I pray, God, that you be a shield for them. I pray that you be a protector for everyone, the sound of my voice this day. I thank you for being the healer, yes, Lord. I thank everybody meeting their every need, yes, Lord. I thank you for those who are looking at the gas meter and saying that they're not going to be able to make it, the gas going to run out, and they're going to be late for work, almighty God. I pray those who appear don't have enough to get on the train or the bus. Almighty God, those who don't have someone to look after their children for them, almighty God, I pray you answer that call, almighty God. Those children that have to walk back home from school and have had to walk to school, I pray the pathway be clear, almighty God. Almighty God, God, you're the God that supplies. You're the God that meet our every need. We thank you. We're leaning on you, Father, and we're trusting you. Those that are weeping, God, you're the comforter. We ask that you comfort right now. And everyone that need healing, almighty God, for you sent your word and you healed your people. By his stripes, we are all healed, not healed from a sickness and a disease, but made whole, made whole, almighty God, in the name of Yeshua, made whole, almighty God. We apply the blood of Yeshua in every part of our bodies, almighty God, every situation, every circumstance. And almighty God, yeah, my sick, oh God, oh God, remind us that you didn't give us the spirit of fear. Thank you for the holy boldness, almighty God. Thank you for the sound mind, almighty God. Oh, thank you that we understand that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hey, God. Turn it around, almighty God. Turn it around. Ooh, ooh, give us that spirit of confidence, God. Ooh, let it consume and all things through Christ who strengthens us. Almighty God, we thank you for the healing, Almighty God. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for sharpness. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for alertness. Yes, Lord. Hey, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for removing the fog, Almighty God. Thank you for your refreshing. Thank you for speaking to us, saying, go here, go there, stay straight. Almighty God, don't shop today. Shop today. Whatever, God, is right, lead us and guide us. Give us even our smile that will change somebody's life. Yes, Lord. Not flirtation, no mighty God, but Holy Ghost, fire baptized. Hallelujah. Oh, God, smile of deliverance. May we have a smile of deliverance in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you for the smile of deliverance. Thank you, Father, when we go shopping, that we're able to find bargains. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for stretching our shopping funds, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that funds are so limited, but Father, stretch it. Hallelujah. May they get double, triple. Hallelujah. 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 In Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. The word, you protect us. You guide us. You lead us. You teach us. You give us instruction, guidance, and direction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You give us favor. We thank you for the favor we have with you and the favor that we have with mankind. Thank you, Lord. Wherever our name is, we have favor. Thank you that our children walk in the circle of your blessings and your protection. Remisikama Rama Nididididiosa. Oh, Father, we thank you and we praise you this morning. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, most holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless each home and every home. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. But this is the day. This is the day, yes, Lord, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. This is the day. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for removing every bacteria that is not helpful, good, everything. Our body is the temple of the Holy. If I sick or ma, shun it in India. Sickness and disease cannot rest in the body and the temple of the Holy Ghost. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sickness and disease cannot rest in the temple of God. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Remiss. Sekoba Ramadese. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Woo, no weapon formed. Woo, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for wholeness. Eba Sekoma. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Oh, God, no sickness and disease can defeat, woo, the temple of Almighty God. Cannot override the temple, Almighty God. But it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You guard and protect your temple. Hallelujah, we thank you, Father. We glorify you, we magnify you. Woo, glory, glory, it's a new day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Renew and refresh and restore, Almighty God. Renew, refresh, and restore, Almighty God. Renew and refresh and restore, Almighty God. Renew and refresh and restore, Almighty God. Every cell that is growing, hallelujah, and it's out of order, we rebuke it and curse it and right now and say, die, hallelujah. Woo, glory, and allow the new cells to come forth, and it is this appointed time they die and new ones replace it. Hallelujah. We thank you for order in the temple. Hallelujah. Order in the temple. Yes, Lord. We thank you for order in the temple of God. Yes. Oh, we thank you for order in the temple. Order in the temple. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Order in your temples. Hallelujah. Thank you for order in your temples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Order in your temples. Hallelujah. Glory. Order in your temple. Regulate your temples. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Order in your temple. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Let none lay hands on your temple. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hey, ama sekoma. Shekom nididese. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Order in your temple. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for today. Order is in the temple. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. No defilement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Order in the temple. Hallelujah. The temple of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for order in your temple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is well. Hallelujah. Thank you for order. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Order in your temple. Rebuke everything and anything that will try to rob our peace and confidence in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, the battle is not ours. We stand back. Ooh, God, hallelujah. Raise our voice and praise. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God to see the salvation of our God. Ooh, ooh, you fight our battles. Abba, Sekoma. Our shalom, our peace. Yes, Lord. That passes all understanding. Yes, Lord. We stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, glory. Who fight our battles. Yes, Lord. Who calm the raging seas. Yes, Lord. Ha. Oh, God, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Everyone. Family members been lost in Hawaii. Hearts are broken, Almighty God, shattered. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your mighty name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. There have been scarceness of nurses and doctors. Well, we ask right now, Father, the scarceness of patience. Hey, oh God, hallelujah. Not because they died, but because they're healthy. Yeah, Lord, hallelujah. Scarceness of patience. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Scarceness of patience. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are the healer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Ooh, scarceness, because you're the healer. Yes, hallelujah. See, Lord, you see the attitudes and the dispositions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So just go and heal us all, Almighty God. Oh, so there'll be a scarceness. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. We ask that in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against it. Whip like this. Whip like backlash. No persecution. No. No will come up against that word. Glory. Hallelujah. We walk in the newness of life. Yes, Lord. Ooh, the God, our healer. Glory. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord. Just like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. But we're just delighted, and we're just going to, for a moment, and we're going to invite you to come and worship with us on this Sunday. We're having two services. We're having our 11 o'clock service and our 5 o'clock service. And it is located, we're located at 674 Mount Zion Road in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, Georgia. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. We welcome you to come and worship with us. Yes, we do. We ask you to come and worship with us. And as I said, we come at Sunday morning at 11:30, and then 5 o'clock p.m. this Sunday with two services. Again, yeah, we're at 674 Mount Zion Road, Jonesboro, Georgia, Suite B. And for directions, you may call 404-839-6744. 404-839-6744. We will just love to have you. Yes, we would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just come and let's. Just give the Lord some praise, huh, and some worship. Bless his mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our scripture we're going to read Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless his most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Amen. Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the 26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. After our likeness. Excuse me. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. We'll just have a few minutes. I think we're going to get there. Isaiah 43:7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. I can deliver out of my hand. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and be shalom. Nothing is missing and absolutely nothing is broken. Hallelujah. 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 Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Hallelujah. Our benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence and joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you until Tuesday at 7 a.m.